Israeli warplanes conduct fresh airstrikes in the besieged Gaza Strip. Fighter jets targeted several positions in Beit Lahia in northern Gaza. No casualties have yet been reported. Earlier, Israeli forces shelled two positions in the city. Tel Aviv often claims it conducts air raids in response to rocket attacks by Palestinian resistance movement Hamas. Joining us now out of Gaza is our own Press TV's Ashraf Shannon. Hello, Ashraf. What do we know tonight?
Well, Daniel, Israeli regime fighter jets attacked the Gaza almost 3 days in a row that Israeli fighter jets and tanks attacked the besieged enclave. They mainly target Hamas security posts near the security fence, whether in the east of the Gaza Strip or the north of the Gaza Strip. But also yesterday, they hit an abandoned building in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza. Now, these attacks come amid Israeli allegations that Palestinians have fired rockets from Gaza, although not a single Palestinian resistance group has claimed any responsibility for such rocket attacks. Basically, the Israeli regime does not need an excuse to attack Gaza. They've been doing this for many years. It was very clear during the 2014 war when they killed over 2,200 Palestinians in Gaza, and also previous war 2012 and 2008. But we gather from what's happening is that the Israeli leadership is trying to use Gaza as part of its elections campaign. I'm talking about Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has been increasing the warmongering rhetoric against the Gaza Strip, as well as the rest of Israeli officials who are running for elections. And soon Israeli elections are going to begin, and almost every single Israeli politician who's running for elections or running for re-election is talking about Gaza, how they're going to attack Gaza, how they're going to, you name it, they want to do it to Gaza. Basically, Gaza is becoming part of the Israeli elections campaign.
And so you're saying over the last three nights there have been continuous bombings over Gaza, and it's been all what, material damage and no lives lost as of now, Ashraf?
Yes, definitely there is no fatalities or injuries, and this is according to reports by the Palestinian Ministry of Health, as well as human rights organizations who are monitoring the situation. Basically, all the attacks targeted either farmlands, security posts that belong to Hamas and other resistance groups, as well as the abandoned building in Deir al-Balah. So it seems maybe Israel doesn't want to carry out an all-out war against Gaza, but still, if the Palestinian resistance groups at one point decide to retaliate, this situation could escalate into a full-blown war.
I want to thank you for joining us for that update out of Gaza. Our own Press TV's Ashraf Shannon.